are going to go nuts when he hits this thing.
Yeah! In your life, have you seen anything like that?
Changer.
Hello world, huh?
Hello and welcome back to episode 52 of TGA Golf. I am Michael Pride and I'll be taking you through a full preview of this week's Bermuda Championship as I also look back at Rory McIlroy's victory last week at the CJ Cup. Rory McIlroy claimed victory in South Carolina as he once again is crowned the world number one player, a much deserved accolade. This victory is his 23rd on the PGA Tour as he successfully defended the CJ Cup, albeit on a different course. A quick little stat from Justin Ray. Rory defended his CJ Cup title for his 23rd PGA Tour victory. Tiger Woods defended a title on the PGA Tour 23 different times. He really is on a different level. But no, it was a great victory for Rory. Actually makes it 3 wins in a row for this podcast after we had him as a saver pick at $8.80. He bogeyed his last 2 holes, but did enough to hold off Kurt Kitayama and the young Korean KH Lee. This marks Rory's 4th win in the last 12 months. And quite remarkably, since the start of 2014, Rory has 21 wins worldwide and 22 missed cuts worldwide. So he is an incredible player. But wrapping up the CJ Cup in regards to our picks, Aaron Wise finished 6th. Tyrell Hatton and Matthew Fitzpatrick finished tie for 13th. Cameron Young, Max Homer, and Shane Lowry finished for a tie for 23rd. Jordan Spieth finished at T53. And then, of course, we had Rory with the win. This actually means that our unit tally for the season remains the same at plus 8.47 units through 5 events of the new season. If you've got any questions about saver picks or half picks or anything to do with the staking, just shoot me a message on the General Admission Instagram or our Facebook group, TGA Golf. All right, let's get into this week's event. As I said, we moved to Bermuda this week for the Bermuda Championship. We're on a par 71. We are on quite a short course, one of the shortest on tour, in fact. It's only 6,828 yards. We're at Port Royal Golf Course in Southampton, Bermuda. We've got a field of 132. Port Royal has played host to this event for the last 3 years. And the 3 champions have been Brendan Todd in 2019, Brian Gay in 2020, and Aussie Lucas Herbert last year. Interestingly, Brendan Todd was 100-1, Brian Gay was 200-1, and Lucas Herbert was 80-1. So in the short history here, it seems like a big-priced golfer has come through. Importantly, this used to be an alternate event tournament, but it's now got full rights. It's 500 FedEx Cup points and full 2-year exemption. So it's a very good chance for what is, it's certainly not the strongest field we've had, but it's certainly a chance for a golfer who's fighting for his card to get a win, to get that 2 years exemption. It's almost 3 years now, considering we're just at the start of this year. So yeah, it's a very good opportunity. In terms of similar courses, look, probably TPC Craig Ranch, which has hosted the last 2 AT&T Byron Nelson, is probably an appropriate comparison. Now let's look at what stats are going to be important this week. Strokes gained approach and strokes gained putting. You need to be in the fairways this week as approach will be important, but approach from the short grass will be especially advantageous. You'll need your birdies and, Eagles this week, depending on the wind. Look, when the wind picks up, it's a big defense of this course, being a coastal course. Looking at the forecast, it looks like there'll be wind and rain on Friday and Saturday. Thursday and Sunday look reasonably calm. So we could have a couple of low-scoring days and then a couple of tougher days in the middle. We're on Bermuda grass green, so Bermuda grass putting stats as well as just overall stats will be important. And as I said, it's a short course, so those who have done well in a short course previously, that will be good. Now, before I get into my picks, I'm going to quickly touch on those at the top of the market. First up, we've got the favorite, Denny McCarthy at $18. He's second in my model. He's 29 under here in three starts. Those results being a T15 in 2019, a T4 in 2020, and a T39 in 2021. He's made five of his last six cuts, but his best finish in that spread is only a T20. Look, Denny McCarthy is a bit of a favorite of mine. He seems to pop up in my model quite regularly, but I'm struggling to see how I can have him at $18. He's yet to win on the PGA Tour through 139 events. He's actually only got one top three finish in his career. Look, I think he's a good, really good bet in terms of like a top 10, top 20. And I think that's probably more appropriate, but I just can't have him at $18. Just as someone who hasn't won 139 events. I hope this doesn't, you know, I don't look stupid next week, but I can't be on him at $18. Next up, we have Thomas Dietrich, the Belgian. He's third in my model. He played here last year for a T22. You look at his last five starts on the worldwide, T5 in the BMW PGA Championship at the DP World Tour. And then he was T12 at the Fortinet, T9 at the Sanderson Farms, a T69 at the Shriners, and then back on the DP World Tour at the Andalusia Masters, he was a T45. Look, he's another non-winner. He hasn't won on the PGA Tour nor the DP World Tour, and he's $21. He does model really well, and he has a decent result here last year, but I can't justify this price. In saying that, whilst he doesn't have a win on the DP World Tour, he does have a handful of runner-up finishes. So, I mean, there's two ways of looking at that. He's contending a lot, but can't quite seem to get over the hump. Look, it's probably the type of field that he could win this week, but yeah, I can't have him at $21. Next up, we have Mark Hubbard, fourth in the model. He's 14 under here in two starts. So that was a T41 in 2019 and a T22 here last year. His last four starts on tour, a T21 at Fortinet, a T5 at the Sanderson Farm, a T28 at the Shriners, and a 66th at the Zozo. Look, like Denny McCarthy, Mark Hubbard is another guy that he's a bit of a favorite of mine, certainly model-wise, but he's got zero wins in 166 tour starts and just the one win in 91 Korn Ferry tour starts. So that's, you know, 255 starts and he's got only got the one win at $25. I just can't have him. Next up, we have Irishman Seamus Power at $26. He's 18th in the model. He's 23 under here in three starts. That's a T31, T37, and a T12. Look, his best finish in his last seven starts is a T30. He's missed three cuts in that span. He just doesn't stand out in any of the categories, model-wise, course history-wise, or form. So I won't be with him. Patrick Rogers at $34. He's 12th in the model. He's 10 under here in three starts. He missed the cut in 2019, a T59 in 2020, but he was a fourth place finish here in 2021. Look, his best result in his last 14 starts was actually his last start at the Zozo, which was a T16. Look, there's certainly a couple of things. I mean, he's fourth here last season, and the fact that his best result in his last three or four months was last start are factors, but he's got zero wins in 222 events on the PGA Tour. And like a couple of the others I've just mentioned, I probably just can't have him. Alex Smalley at $38, ninth in my model. He was a T12 here last year, finishing at 10 under. Look, his best finish in his last six starts has been a T25, so his form's not outstanding. Another guy who's yet to win on tour, and a little bit like Seamus Power, probably he's ninth in the model and he does have a good finish here last year. Form's probably just a little bit off, but he's certainly a little bit more attracted to him at $38 than I am a few of the other ones that I've just mentioned. So if that blows out a little bit more, I may have something on him later in the week. And I'll let you know that on Thursday afternoon when I send through the late mail. Scottishman Russell Knox is next at $44, 31st in the model. He does have great course history. He's 32 under here in three starts for a T11, a T16, and a T12. So that's certainly promising. But if you look at his last 10 starts on tour, he's missed four cuts and his best finish is a T21. So he doesn't really do it for me in the model. He doesn't do it for me in form, but he does have great course history. So if you find that particularly appealing, then Russell Knox certainly is one of the better course history. All right, well, I might get into my picks now. Now, I do have 8 picks, but as you'll see, there are not many favorites or low-priced picks, so our outlay isn't as big as most other weeks. But first up, we've got Justin Lauer at $32. Now, he's 15th in the model, but he ranks as the best putter in the field. He's 4th in birdies and eagles, and he ranks in the top 10 for win play. He was a T17 here last year where he finished 9 under. He's made his last 7 cuts worldwide, with his last 5 starts on tour being a T30 at the Rocket Mortgage, a T36 at the Wyndham, a T4 at the Fortinet, a T45 at the Sanderson Farms, and a T20 at the Shriners. Look, he hasn't won on the tour or the Corn Ferry Tour, which is a concern, but what does excite me is that he was the 54-hole leader at the Fortinet 3 starts back, and I think that experience will really help him. He was in the final group with eventual winner Max Homa, and I think that's going to help him here. I really like putting this week, and he ranks as the best putter in my model, and he did well here last year, so I'm going to take him at $32. Next up, we have Korean Seong-Hyun Kim, or SH Kim, at $38, ranked 7th in my model. He's 6th in the field in strokes gained total on Bermuda grass courses, 8th in strokes gained putting, and 13th in win play. He's making his debut here this week. Now, SH Kim only has 6 starts on the PGA Tour, and they read T52 at the CJ Cup, T32 at the CJ Cup, a T36 at the Fortinet, a T13 at the Sanderson Farms, a T4 at the Shriners, and then a 64th last week at the CJ Cup. That's a really impressive start to his PGA career. Look, he's got 2 international victories in Japan and Korea. He's only 24 years old, and there just seems to be something in the water with these young Koreans at the moment on the PGA Tour. So I'm going to be with him at $38. Third pick is German Stefan Jaeger at $40. He's 8th in my model. He ranks 6th in the field in strokes gained approach and 5th in birdies and eagles. He had a T20 here last year, finishing 8 under. And you look at his last 7 starts, he's made all the cuts. He's got a 5th at the Rocket Mortgage, T13 at the Wyndham, T46 at the St. Jude. And he started this year with a T43, T30, T44, and a T40. So whilst they haven't been, you know, very high results, they've been super consistent. He's yet to win in 97 starts on tour, but importantly, he's got 6 wins in the last 5 seasons on the Corn Ferry Tour, and he hasn't played very often there if you consider he's got 97 starts on the PGA Tour. So he does have winning form. Look, I like him at $40. I think the price is good. He is a winner, albeit not on the PGA Tour. He models well. He did well last year, and he's in good, consistent form. So at $40, I'm happy to be with Stephen Jaeger. Fourth pick is Adam Long at $55. He's 1st in the model. He's 4th in the field in strokes gained putting, 5th in the field in strokes gained putting on Bermuda grass greens, and then he's top 10 in the field in win play, strokes gained total on Bermuda grass green courses, and strokes gained total on short courses. He's yet to play here, but he's made 6 of his last 8 cuts, and he's got 5 top 30 finishes in that span. Importantly, Adam Long's sole victory on the PGA Tour back at the Desert Classic in 2018-2019 was on Bermuda grass greens. I think this course will suit him, and I mean, it's hard to leave a guy who's 1st in the model out of my picks when he's $55. Next up is Chesson Hadley at $75. He's 14th in my model, ranks 4th in the field in strokes gained putting, 8th in strokes gained approach, and ranks 11th in strokes gained putting on Bermuda grass greens. He's got the 1 start here back in 2020 where he finished in a tie for 16. Look, his form's not great. He's missed three of his last four cuts, but he does have four top tens in his last 11 starts on the PGA Tour. So he seems to be a little bit hit or miss. He's only got the one win in 230 starts on the PGA Tour, but he's contended a hell of a lot in the last two or three years. He's managed to get himself in winning positions a lot and losing. But if I look at his price point, $75, and there's not many winners in this week. So I like someone who has been there and contended a lot in recent history on the tour. So at $75, I will be with Chess and Hadley. Next up at $85 is Ryan Armour. He's sixth in my model. He ranks first in the field in driving accuracy, which is going to be really, really important. And then he's top 10 in the field in short courses, win play, and then strokes gained putting and strokes gained total on Bermuda grass green courses. He's got great course history. He's got a couple of eighth place finishes in 2019 and 2020. You look at his last five starts, he was T22 on a Korn Ferry Tour event, a T5 at the Korn Ferry Tour Championship, missed the cut at the Fortinet, a T13 at the Sanderson Farms, and then a missed cut at the Shriners. So look, he models well, got great course history. And then whilst he's missed two cuts in his last five starts, he does have a couple of top finishes. So $85, I like this price a lot. Now we get into our triple figure picks. We've got two this week. Scott Piercy at $110. He's 27th in my model, which isn't great, but he is fourth in wind. So if the wind picks up, that'll only be good for Scott Piercy. He's 10th in birdies and eagles, and then he's 10th in strokes gained total on Bermuda grass green courses. He's only played here once for a T14 in 2020. And you look at his last six starts, he's gone a T4 in the 3M Open, missed the cut at the Rocket Mortgage, T27 at the Wyndham, missed the cut at the Fortinet, T19 at the Sanderson Farms, and then missed his cut last start at the Shriners. So there's a bit of a trend there. He tends to have a good result, miss a cut, good result, miss a cut, good result, miss a cut. He's a four-time winner on the tour. I'm happy to include him here at $110. Look, he did well here 2 years ago, and you know he's got a T4 in the 3M Open, only six starts back. So look, I'm happy to be with him this week. And my final pick is Ben Griffin at $120. He's fifth in my model, first in birdies and eagles, third in strokes gained total on Bermuda courses, fifth in strokes gained approach, and 13th in win play. He's making his debut here this week. Now, he's only had seven PGA Tour starts, and he's got a fourth at the Wyndham back in August. And he's coming off a 24th at the Sanderson Farm and a T60 at the Shriners. He's only got the seven PGA Tour starts, contended at the back end of last year. I think he's certainly worth a flyer. He's to rank fifth in my model, be $120. Why not? So, and he's the eighth and final pick. So just running through those picks again, we've got Justin Lauer, SH Kim, Stefan Jaeger, Adam Long, Chesson Hadley, Ryan Armour, Scott Piercy, and Ben Griffin. So whilst we do have eight picks, our total outlay will be less than five units. So it's almost half as much as we had at the Shriners when we only had the four picks. So we're not risking many units this week. All right, the TGA Golf One and Done competition. We had two people pick Rory McIlroy to win the CJ Cup. That was Cooper Walls and Liam Hill. Four people had John Rahm, so it was a fairly productive week in the one and done competition. That win by Cooper Walls puts him into first place overall, just ahead of perennial leaders so far this season, Jared Alassi and Sam Troutman. We're only 5 weeks in, so you certainly can still join and contend. If you want to join, look at the Facebook group and there's a link in there, or just hit me up if you've got any questions TGA golf related or anything TGA related. Best ways to do that are through my personal Instagram page. I'd probably rather you do it through the general admission page or Facebook. So get in touch there. As I said before, I'll be posting some late mail on Thursday afternoon in the Facebook group. But apart from that, thanks for listening. Please like, subscribe, share our podcast. We certainly love your support. I'll be back next week to preview the championship at Mayakoba. But until then, good luck and goodbye.
I think I did all right today. Yes, I think he understands now.
Nothing like it in sports, really.
What a shot.